You're listening to SBS News.
If it wasn't for a free online course with an Australian university, Brazilian woman Anaí Wal dos Santos might never have travelled to the country. The 38-year-old wanted to leave Brazil to pursue her passion for study, but wasn't set on a destination until she found a two-week future-proofing the health workforce course at Griffith University.
This course was the main motivating factor for me to definitely move to Australia.
Ms. Dos Santos moved to Brisbane in July 2018 and is currently studying a Master of Advanced Health Services Management course at Griffith University. International student retention and recruitment suffered a major blow when COVID-19 forced countries to shut borders. But in a first for the sector, 20 Australian universities backed by government agency Austrade have teamed up with United Kingdom-based digital education platform FutureLearn to provide 50 free courses to students anywhere in the world. FutureLearn Chief Content and Partnerships Officer Justin Cook says it's a viable option for any student anywhere.
It's open to everyone, basically. You don't need to have studied at an Australian university or have taken a course before to start one of the Study with Australia courses. We're targeting current students who are unable to be on shore, for planned studies, prospective students, and then global learners sort of more generally.
The Study with Australia campaign has already attracted more than 500,000 enrolments, mostly from the UK, India, Colombia, Brazil, the Philippines and Indonesia. One student who has signed up is Anissa Husni in Jakarta, who found she had extra time during lockdown and Ramadan. 36-year-old Ms. Husni enrolled in Deakin University's two-week Introduction to Sustainability and Development course.
During the working from home period, and then last month for the Muslim, we also have a Ramadan month. It seems like I have enough spare time to do something else because I don't need to commute with the transport, 2 hours transportation to the office. So I think it is the best time for me to do something else.
Melissa Tan in Malaysia also acted on her desires to broaden knowledge and skills, taking on a two-week Power of Podcasting course by the University of Wollongong. Now Ms. Tan is keen to pursue a new long-term degree at the university.
You know, it's definitely on the horizon, especially when international travel borders start to open up again. Being able to pick up my credentials along the way as we go, that's been really useful for me personally.
It's a market the federal government doesn't want to lose. International students create 250,000 jobs for the economy and provided $40 billion worth of income last year. Austrade's head of global education, Rebecca Hall, says the campaign is aimed at offering students the chance to upskill during the COVID-19 pandemic and also a try before you buy scheme.
Ultimately, though, it's also about showing Australia's brand, Australia's education to the world, for the high quality and innovation that we offer without needing to leave your home. There are also those that might taste and try. We know there are some students who've done short courses before and then made decisions to come to Australia to do their master's or further education.
There is concern Australia's reputation as an education provider has been damaged due to a perceived lack of support for international students. Australia allowed temporary visa holders to access up to $10,000 of their superannuation, but that offer ended on the 30th of June. New Zealand, Canada, France and Germany offered extensive financial hardship support to international students. The UK offered additional mental health funding and visa flexibility around the number of hours students can work. However, Education Minister Dan Tehan says demand to study in Australia will not be hindered. It will increase due to the country's response to the health crisis.
Through the universities themselves, through state and territory governments and through the Commonwealth government, there was about $1.3 billion of available support there for our international students.
He also said international students are expected to have enough money when they enrol to cover travel costs, living and tuition fees for their first year of living in Australia, as well as the option of turning to their family for financial support if needed. But the pandemic has made it harder for students to depend on their families, as they may also have been affected. Vice Chancellor of the Australian National University in Canberra, Brian Schmidt, says the government could have done more.
Making sure that we had a base level of funding for everyone when they're here would have been really good. And some of the international places like Canada and the UK did exactly that.
International students make up a third of the ANU's enrolments. University leaders say they did what they could to support students, but are suffering financially due to the pandemic, an estimated loss of approximately $225 million to date. ANU and the University of Canberra are working with the federal government on a pilot program to fly international students on a charter plane to Canberra in the second half of July. The students will undergo 14 days of quarantine when they arrive and be tested for COVID-19 throughout the process. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.